Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome back to Meeting of the Minds. Today I'm here with the great Mark Hall, man who needs no introduction. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we'll jump right into it. Talk a little bit about, I guess, start about as growing up and how you developed as a wrestler, not only physically, but also mentally. You've been in big matches a long time.
Yeah. It's kind of funny you say that. I was just thinking about it the other day, how like my whole career, like up and down, I've always had just those marquee matchups, those like matches everybody wanted to see me against, everybody wanted to see me wrestle. It's always the big ones, you know? And that's, like I said, it's been my whole life. And I just think going through those and learning, you learn a lot about yourself when you get in those matchups. And I think like, I think it's kind of formed me into the person I am, as far as like my work ethic, as far as how I view crunch time situations. In life, not only in wrestling, but, yeah, I think my biggest asset is just how calm I am. I mean, you hear it all the time, just like, it's hard to rattle me. It's hard to kind of shake my head and, you know, get me out of my zone. So I think having those matchups my whole life has been very beneficial.
Definitely. And that's one of the things I always noticed about you. You looked very even keel. Don't let the highs get too high. Don't let the lows get too low, and just maintaining that composure. Now talk about how you deal with like the team situation, right? You've wrestled with a lot of studs. You've had big matches right before you go out there and competed. I'm sure some of the times maybe you mentally dealt with it right, sometimes not so right. What are some of the things you've learned about that with dealing with the pressure of the team?
I think that's been like a whole nother beast, you know. Everybody has big matches every once in a while. Like, you're gonna get a big match that you have to win for maybe like seeding at the NCAAs or something. Or, you know, just your satisfaction alone, like maybe it's a guy you haven't beat before. But in most of my big matches, so like in those ones, there's no like team aspect to them. It's just you and the other guy. You, whether you know your team is going to win the duel or you know your team's going to lose the duel, there's not a lot of like team implications. And so this year, or that my senior year, a couple other matches, every match at NCAAs for me, like every match has like team implications, you know, and it gets so tiring to think about sometimes, but if you do it right, you know, I always use the team aspect to like motivate me. Like, I used it as more of a reason to win than to just go out there and, go through the motions, or not wrestle to the best of my ability. And I think it's helped me a lot, but yeah, man, having like a team part of the sport as well, really like fires me up. You know, I've always been a team guy. I've always been team first. I love seeing the people around me succeed as much as I am. So I really like it.
Awesome. And how do you maintain your energy? How you manage your energy during a 2-3 day tournament, right? There's a lot of time that you spend in your own head. What do you do there?
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell yourself?
Yeah, there is. I mean, making weight and all that, like having to go through the tournament, like eating like half capacity pretty much. Everything, like any type of competition, everything gets a little hectic and you kind of gotta keep your nose forward and like just kind of move through it. Sift through it like you would anything else. It's not easy. I always think the guys who do well in tournaments are the good ones. You know, if you have a guy that does well in duels but not tournaments, I think because the tournament you got 3, 4, 5 matches in a weekend, and I always, like, whenever I was getting ready for tournaments, you know, you get your body ready for the most part. I mean, that's going to be the hardest thing, waking up sore the next morning. You got your finals match or something. And then after the tournament, you will indefinitely wake up sore after the tournament on, like, Sunday or Monday, getting ready for school or something. And I just think one thing I've learned is just – Learning how to take tournaments one match at a time, not looking forward too much. I think that's what helped me. All throughout my career, I was never on the backside of a bracket. No matter what tournament I went to, it was first or second. And so, I mean, second sucks, but looking back at it, it could have been third, it could have been fourth, it could have been fifth. So, really, just keeping my mind right and being able to do that is special enough, you know?
Absolutely. What are some of the things you're telling yourself before a match and then also during a match? So how do you keep in that optimal mindset where you're going out there, you're looking to score points, you're looking to dominate? Obviously that's one frame of mind. And then there's also the things aren't going so well. Maybe we got scored on, maybe things aren't going that way. What are you telling yourself then? So I guess that's two separate questions.
Yeah. Well, first, like before a duel, before anything really starts, I'm just kind of letting myself know that I've put the work in. I've done everything I need to do. It doesn't have to. There's nothing I can do like right before a tournament that's gonna make me like perform way better. So I just know like the days prior, weeks prior, I am ready. And then another thing that I really just kind of go through and tell myself is that I love telling myself I'm going to rip the guy's head off. That's my, like, every match before I go out, I tell myself, like, man, this guy's going to be headless when I'm done with him. You know, that's like, and it's not like a cocky thing. It's not like trying to like prove that I'm better than everybody else. That's not it at all. It's just like, it just kind of brings up, cause I've always had a problem of being like, kind of like a Mr. Nice Guy on the mat, you know? So, having that mindset and having that those thoughts kind of like help me get out of that. I try to try my best to be like be a clean bully, you know, like I'm not gonna go out there and punch somebody or be dirty, but I will go out there and like wrestle you hard for 6-7 minutes and be a bully, be a jerk, and like, because that's, I mean, wrestling's not an easy sport, you know. So and
things aren't going your way. If you get taken down, you get scored on, what do you tell yourself then?
Yeah, and then at that point, like, once the match starts, you know, you always want to start off on the right foot, but it doesn't always happen like that. And I guess one, like, something I try to do is, and I think it helps me stay calm and relax, is just, like, I like mess around in my head, you know? Like, if someone takes me down, I'll be like, wow, that's annoying. I can't believe I just got taken down like that. And I'll get back to the center, get up, get my one, and go get a takedown on my own, kind of thing. I know, or like another thing is like, if a guy like throws in a boot on me or tries riding me hard on top, in my head, I'm like, yo, this guy doesn't know he's about to get reversed. I'm about to put this guy on his back because he put a leg in on me. Like, doesn't he know not to do that? So that kind of thing. I mean, and that type of like confidence just goes back to all the practice I've done, all the experience I have, like day in and day out, I'm working like leg slips, day in and day out, I'm working like feet to back, reversals to back, putting guys back on top, like just bringing in that like killer mindset every single day, every single time I practice. That's what I'm thinking about. When I put someone on their back in the practice room, I'm envisioning having my opponent on his back, like squirming, trying to get off in a match, you know? And so being able to separate competition from practice is really good, but also having, having the right vision, having the right, like thoughts while you're practicing, that compare it to competition is also really important too.
Right. Yeah. Those are some, that's some real gold there that you're giving, that those little points, like making it fun or funny, where it doesn't have to be so serious. Like, that was stupid. You shouldn't have done that against me. Now you're about to get reversed. Now you're going to your back. A lot of guys, we take wrestling so serious. So we feel like we can say that, because if we joke around, we're going to lose our edge. And you know, that's not the case, obviously.
Yes. I think, yeah, just when it comes down to it, it's like, it's just wrestling, you know. It's not like if I lose the match, they're like Martians in the sky gonna blow the planet up, you know. Like, it's just a sport like any sport. Losing sucks, don't get me wrong. I never want to lose, but at the same time, like, if I do lose, I know I'm gonna lose the right way. If I lose, I know I'm going to like lose a match that I wrestled as hard as I could. To me, it doesn't really come down to winning or losing. It comes down to the effort. And most of the time, if I put in 100% effort, probably 99% of the time, I'm going to get the result that I want. But if I don't put in the right effort, if I'm too worried about winning or losing, and my mind sways ways other than to my effort and how much I put into the match, how much work I put into the match, then that's when the problem starts.
That's a great point. Talk about that a little bit, because as wrestlers, we know you got to work real hard in practice, but a lot of times we don't necessarily think about a match that you have to put in hard work. I mean, we all know a wrestling match is hard work. We're not necessarily thinking about, all right, hard work in the match. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are practice people. They're practice guys. They wrestle hard in practice, but it doesn't translate to matches. I've seen it my whole career. I've been around those type of people my whole career, who are just animals in the practice room, you know, like demons. And when it comes to the competition, they fold. They don't they don't wrestle nearly as well as they do in the practice room. And whatever that is, I don't know. I've never had that problem. I honestly am like quite the opposite. I give up a lot more takedowns in practice for like safety reasons that I wouldn't give up in a match kind of thing. I still wrestle hard in practice, but I feel like positions translate more in my favor in competition. But the bottom line is just that when, whether you're practicing or competing, there's really no difference in that I'm going to be wrestling as hard as I can as long as I'm on a wrestling mat. And when I'm drilling, I'm going to be drilling as hard as I can as long as I'm on a wrestling mat. If I'm sparring, I'm going to be sparring as well as I can for my partner and for myself as long as I'm on like this wrestling mat, you know? And to me, like everybody says like, oh, well, like, how do you flip the switch? Like, how do you like go from practice? And like, and at Penn State, we had a little bit more of like a comical environment. Like everybody was on the same page as far as the wrestling goes and our training regimen. And like, so like people ask like, well, how do you flip the switch? Like you guys are like messing around in the practice room and stuff. And, as far as like messing around, as far as like joking around and just hanging out with our friends, you know, like our teammates are our best friends pretty much. So, and then go from that to like a couple hours later, you know, we weigh in, we go and beat the crap out of some team and then we go home, you know, that kind of thing. People ask, how do you flip the switch? Well, for us, it's like, there is no switch. You know, we all have our own personality. We all get in the wrestling room. And when we're in there, we can be joking around, like just because we're in the wrestling room or elsewhere doesn't mean we have to be like robots. We do a good job of like just having the right attitude going into a match. Coach Kale sets us up really nice and like has us ready. You know, and that just comes from, like I said, just having the right attitude and wrestling hard at all times, no matter what wrestling environment you're in.
Makes sense. Does it keep you away from thinking about like the rankings or the records or dealing with interviews, like all the media and everything else that goes on top of it? Do they talk about that a lot, the coaches there?
Yeah, they do. They make a pretty good, they make it pretty easy for us to like, kind of get through the day, get through like our practices, get through tournaments and matches and stuff. Before practice, they'll let like, I think Tuesdays or something, they would let the media come in and talk to whoever they wanted to. It would be like two or three guys they'd get the choice from. And then, it's all before practice, not during practice. Talking to the media, we're only obligated to talk to the media if the tournament's over with. I would never talk to the media, or have any type of interview like in the middle of a tournament. But it just like, because I mean, you go through all that stuff, you never really like, media can be like a loose cannon, you know, like you assume they wouldn't ask you a stupid question. Like that's how you would think, and that's how you would hope the encounter would go. But not all media is like that. You know, they try to get whatever story they can. You avoid all that by just avoiding them. like the plague for a day or two, and then after, they'll get their conversation they want.
That makes sense. And we've seen that a lot in the Olympics where that media coverage is heavy. And a lot of times athletes get too sucked into that, to the whole event. Not that they forget why they're there. Obviously they don't forget that, but it just, it pulls the mindset sometimes too far in the other direction. Like you said, a lot of them are looking to dig up some dirt. They're trying to create a story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they really don't care about the athlete. They're trying to sell papers.
Yep, exactly. And I was watching the Jordan Burroughs on the JRE, Joe Rogan Experience, and he said in that kind of podcast, he was like, at the Olympics they have, like, obviously, like you said, media is everywhere. And after, so the year after Jordan won in 2012, he won, said maybe like 8 o'clock, and he didn't leave like the interview part until like midnight, one in the morning. He was getting interviewed and getting asked questions for like 4 or 5 hours. That's insane. And like, to me, it just seems barbaric. Like, this guy just won an Olympic title. The last thing he wants to do is sit here in front of you guys and answer questions, you know? It seems really backwards to me. And I don't know. That's probably the best time to get the stories is right after the experience is over. But at the same time, the experience isn't about the media, you know.
Let the guy be with his family and his friends. And I mean, get a life, do something with your own life, right? Don't live someone else's life. But I guess that's the job, so they have to a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, Mark. Really great information. How do we send people your way, social media to follow, that they could support you and your Olympic run?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, at babymarky_PSU, BAYBEE MARKY _PSU. I use those the most. Follow me on TikTok too. I try to make funny TikToks as well. We got like 2 or 3 months until the Olympic trials, you know. I haven't even qualified yet, so I still got to do that. But I'm excited. I'm going up a weight. I'm done cutting weight for the rest of my life. I'm just looking to just go in and wrestle hard and wrestle smart and have a good experience, you know. I told like a lot of people that like I would rather never cut weight again and lose every single wrestling match than cut weight and like have a better shot at winning, you know. I'm really excited for this part of my career, just because there's always been an aspect of weight for me, and so I'm pretty excited to just worry about getting better at wrestling. There's not an ounce of me being in me that will ever like have to cut weight again. So that's going to be good. And so I'm really excited for the future. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to, I wrestle January 29th on Summit One on our PRTC Rockfin, for everyone who might want to tune into that. I'll be wrestling Nate Jackson, and we'll have a pretty good card outside of myself too. So I'm excited for the future. Thank you.
Us too, Mark. Thank you for joining the show. And that's it. Go out there and rip his head off. Nothing against him. We'd be saying that for anyone, right? It's not exactly. Personal. Yeah.
He's not special. He's going to get the same treatment anybody else would get. So hopefully it goes as well as I plan.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.